Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. God bless you. Thank you for joining us here today at Fountain of Life. Today the inspiration comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and we're going to start reading in verse 9, and it's a warning. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. And then there's going to be a list here, but I just want to stop for a moment and consider this. We all must understand, the unrighteous, the sinner, will in no way inherit the kingdom of God. It's not a possibility. It's an absolute statement in the Word of God. Don't be deceived here. There's doctrines out there that will attempt to deceive. But listen, no fornicator, no person that's involved in the activities that should be reserved for the marriage bed outside of marriage. No idolater. Now, here in America, idolatry is rampant. Idolatry of sports figures, idolatry of money, idolatry of self, idolatry of power, idolatry of famous entertainment figures. There's so many ways to be an idolater, but you know what? The idolater, anyone that puts anything even remotely close to Christ in their life, will not inherit the kingdom of God. Nor adulterers, nor effeminate. You know, the gay rights activists might want to exclude Romans 1 out of the Bible. Well, they're going to have to get out their scissors and start cutting around here, because the effeminate will not inherit the kingdom of God, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. How much more clear can we get here? The homosexual will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's what this verse says. Abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, no thief, no one that takes advantage of another, no thief with evil motives, will inherit the kingdom of God. No covetous person. No covetous. Consider that, beloved. Are you covetous today? It's a good day to repent of it. It's a good day to say, Lord, I want to inherit the kingdom of God. I don't want to be included with that vile group. Nor drunkards. No drunkard. And you know, too often I think men say, well, I can drink a little and I'm not drunk. I don't want to be that close to the edge. I don't know how you feel about it, but I don't want to be that close to the edge. Nor revilers, those that revile and hate the things of the kingdom of God. Nor extortioners, those that set up some method whereby they can obtain gain from another by some strong arm technique. No extortioner will inherit the kingdom of God. This is a call, by the way, to a careful life, isn't it? Consider these things. None of these shall inherit the kingdom of God. And then verse 11, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of our Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Hallelujah! Such were some of you. That was my life. That was my testimony. I fell into this group of those that were unrighteous, that would not inherit the kingdom of God. But such were some of you. But you are washed. You are sanctified. You're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by faith in Jesus Christ, you too, if you're not washed, if you are part of this group of unrighteous that won't inherit the kingdom of God, you too can be washed and justified in the name of our Lord Jesus. You can be sanctified, set apart, a holy vessel, clean and ready for the use of the King of Kings. I'd like to stop there this morning as we consider what we were, and I'd like you to consider that. It's a good thing every once in a while to go back and to consider the ill state that we were in that time and that season when we were illuminated, perhaps, after that the Holy Ghost had illuminated us, and we realized that the wages of sin were death, and we saw the desperate need of our souls, and, you know, maybe we didn't know the promise of the Savior. Maybe we didn't avail ourselves of that. Perhaps for many, it wasn't very long. There wasn't a very long period of time between the illumination and the grasping, the reaching, and the desperation for a cleansing. For some, sadly, it's a long time. There's an illumination, and then there's a struggle before that culmination of salvation. But it's still a good thing to remember that, you know, there was a time when our lives hung in the balance. The eternal destiny of our souls hung in the balance of the choices that we made upon this earth. And, you know, it's not a bad thing to remember that once in a while, to consider that such were some of you. Such were some of us. And if you are still yet one whose soul is hanging in the balance, now is the right time. Now is the appropriate moment. Beloved, before it's too late, stand up and take a stand and confess the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord. Give your life over to Him and surrender the sin. Repent of your sin and bring it under the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, I'd like to continue right from this verse tomorrow with looking at the surrendered life and how we move on from here in the surrendered life and why the basis of that surrendered life is such were some of you. So let's consider that. Such were some of you. Meditate upon that today. Be inspired by the blessing that God has given to you now. If you've trusted in the Lord Jesus for your salvation, if you've rested in His blood, if you've surrendered your heart to Him, then you can rest, can't you, that you shall inherit the kingdom of God. Because the only path to righteousness is through Christ. If you're righteous through Christ, there is a rest. There is a great and a sweet and a peaceful rest. And so rest in that here today as we look forward to serving God tomorrow. We can rest in what He has done yesterday. So praise God for that. And God bless you. Thank you for joining us.